Boom, 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 boom.
Now tell me what you gonna do.
But it ain't nowhere to run.
When judgment comes for you.
When judgment comes for you.
Tell me what you gonna do.
When it ain't nowhere to hide.
When judgment comes for you.
Cause it's gonna come for you.
Dance off, look at it for water. Easy, see something.
Welcome to the Lower Tier Podcast. I am Phil slash Mike. Joining me as always is Latrell.
I've been stuck in a hustle and dug in it forever. Come look deeply in my eyes.
No.
Hey.
Nope. And as a special guest star tonight, we have Ninja President slash Colton.
Camp, 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 camp.
He's camping. Camp. He's camping. He's camping. You'll notice we have a couple MIAs tonight. We don't care about them. They are losers who cannot plan ahead. So we're just going to roll ahead without those
assets. Why I'm here?
Yeah.
I still love you, Jesse and Charlie.
Oh, okay.
I still love you.
I love you both, but you're both getting dick slaps.
And Eva.
All right.
This is the part where I just awkwardly laugh.
I've never bone those kick.
There's going to be a lot of awkwardly laughing on your part, probably.
Okay. I will force it as hard as I need to.
If you ain't down with the clown, you don't understand.
Jeff a Lotus.
Got my hatchet high, bitch.
Sam, why are you doing pretty good at this?
What is with the recent Juggalo surge all of a sudden? Did they come out with a new album or something?
No, just every time we're playing Call of Duty, there's at least one Juggalo a night.
Oh, my God.
And Blast just goes into a rage.
Did you know that fans of the Juggalos are like put on like the FBI's like people to watch list?
I'm not shocked at all.
Yeah,
I find that hilarious.
As someone who grew up when that movement was like super popular, I've met quite a few Juggalos, and that's probably a good thing.
Oh yeah, I used to consider myself a Juggalo junior high when I thought it was cool and it was all brand new.
I
wouldn't be surprised if the meth attach rate to Juggalo rate is like high as hell.
I wouldn't either. I love Twisted when they came
out.
Isn't
it more of like a Juggalo to meth rate than a meth to Juggalo rate?
Whichever way it goes.
It could go either way on that one.
Yeah, I still like that one Twisted song, We Don't Die. I don't give a fuck.
Dude, yeah, some of Twisted shit was hella sick.
They just had to like be up by ICP's butthole with the face paint and stuff, but you know.
Mm-hmm. They could have done their own thing.
I'm just getting confused
but,
and scared as I listen to this, because I was never a part of this.
You're just a baby.
Missed that vote.
I don't think I missed it. I just think I like watched it go by the dock and said, you know, I don't think I should jump on this.
Yo, you know what? You don't know nothing about Dead Body Man. Shut the fuck up. Exactly. Dead Body Man. Dead Body Man.
He's speechless already. Minutes into the show, we have alienated our first co-host guest.
Just the seats all around me are just already filled with dead bodies, so I don't know why that would be any different than my normal life.
All I know is we don't
wearing
die.
Clown paint. Yeah, right?
Man, you
only
know you don't.
Every word of that song.
I used to, too.
I used to be able to rap both parts at the same time. The high-pitched Daisy one and then the, yo, I'm deep white Doug.
Then you just have me awkwardly in the corner just listening to Japanese Devo glaring at everyone.
Good shit. Good shit. Hopefully there's enough awkward moments for this podcast to just make it a standout one.
It's a party whenever I guest star anywhere that I've never been before. It's fun, man.
Well, I'm not too big on, see by front page activity. Explain Ninja President to me. That's our guest, right?
Yes. He is a ninja who is also a president.
Okay.
And he happens also a president who is also a ninja, coincidentally.
He also happens to be the idea man and the artist behind that that thing I'm working on.
Oh.
What's the code name?
I forgot. It's something weird in Japanese.
Something super weird. Did Evie come up with that?
What? No, that was actually me, because there's actually a reason behind that. I don't think I ever explained it to you, did I?
No, you just told me if you ever refer to the game, call it this. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
Juggalo Heaven? Shangri-La?
I'll have to explain it to you later, then. Probably not now is a good time.
We gotta fill space up somehow.
Call it Shangri-La.
That's the part where we just tell you things about it, and then you have no idea what we're talking about, because it has nothing to do with perspective.
Fuck perspective. No. Me and this guy are working on a game. There's your fucking perspective.
Bam.
Shit. Y'all done broke the MDA, TOS, MDMA.
I think it was Gabriella Robin. I'm not really sure.
MDMA.
Y'all done broke all that shit. Y'all going
I'm
to
pretty
hell.
Sure Gabriella Robin was the code name.
Jesus, Lord, you're going to sue your ass.
Gabriella Robin?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure it was something way weirder than that.
Was it Yoko Kanono?
That sounds about right, actually.
That's probably it, then.
Okay. Yes, Project Yoko Kanono.
We done went from Juggalo way into Weeaboo fuck territory.
Well, Yoko Kanono makes me think of the Beatles, actually.
Well, I wonder why.
I don't know.
Just puts another label of mysterious things on our project game. I don't give a crap.
When can we slap some dicks on it?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. When do we have the stamp of approval from Nintendo?
I don't know. We got Sony, though.
This is true. We do have Sony. Thank you, Sony.
Yes, thank you, Sony. All right, let's move into our what we're playing. Since Colton is our guest, I'm going to throw him on the fire first. What are you playing, Colton?
Oh, God. What am I playing right now? I'm playing a old PlayStation 1 dating sim called Bloody Bride.
See, it's like we have Jesse here.
I had to fill in for him and make everything more awkward.
Where do you find these people?
Hey,
I am a vampire in this, and I am romancing everyone.
Like, you get to kill them?
I've made a few people pass out. It's a dating sim, but they just randomly stuck an RPG in there, too. So it's like, oh, yeah, there's girls. Oh, hey, a monster. Why don't you go fight that? Oh, okay. Sure.
Gotta break up the sex somehow.
Yeah. So, it's going well. I'm halfway through it, I think.
Are you you playing anything else?
My backlog is so huge, I just play whatever's.
I bet you tell that to all the girls.
I do. And then they just look at me awkwardly and say, what?
Say, bitch, I'll show you my basement full of games.
Well, when you... I don't know.
Yeah.
I just start everything, and then I never finish it or play it again.
I hear you.
And then just buy all the bundles, and now I have over 1,000 games, and I'm just depressed.
I still got Command and Conquer 360 games I ain't touched.
I got hella Steam games now I haven't
playing
touched.
Playing a Command and Conquer game on 360 is one of the worst things you can do.
That's like, not true. That's not true.
That's
Red
not
Alert
true. Actually,
3,
those are good. Yeah.
Red Alert
no,
3
I'm, not saying they're not bad
good.
Games. I'm just saying, when you map all those buttons to a controller...
That wheel, man. The wheel works. Shut up.
Yeah.
I get confused. Like, you could just use a keyboard and just press them.
That sounds
like
a personal problem. That's a personal problem.
But by Red Alert 3, they had it nailed. Yeah, that wheel was the shit.
Well, yeah, I've only played one of the PS3 ones, so I don't know.
In one of the games I'm coming up with, I'll agree with you on, like, some things are just completely better on PC. So,
like, yeah. Brutal Legend, that was aight, because that was, but I don't know. Well, stuff like Command & Conquer, I just get bogged down and confused.
I hear you. I mean, I haven't played it yet on PC, so I wouldn't know, because they're still $20 for, like, 4-year-old games. So,
you should get, like, the collection thing that came out on disc. You can get, like, all the first, like, 9 for, like, $10.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That. I might look for that. I already got a PC backlog. I just started a month ago.
I want to get Renegade again. I don't care what anybody says. I get the shit.
I have never played any StarCraft game, and I'm just like, I don't know if I want to.
StarCraft 1 was alright. I don't care about the other ones. Renegade was Command and Conquer.
But I don't know about you, but Ghost is my favorite.
Yeah, because it never came out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, fuck.
I love how they say that still is going to come out. No,
yeah.
Just, you're in denial.
Guys,
it's okay, Blizzard. You can cancel it. We'll be alright. We'll live.
It's been over a decade, guys. Come on. Nobody gives a shit.
Well, I mean, I kind of care. I just realize it's never coming out, so.
Well, what they were originally shooting for has already been done a million times over now. Like, back then, it was original. Now, nobody's going to give a fuck.
Dude doesn't remember. Although what's that game? It's full of Wang in it.
Yes, Shadow Warrior.
It looks pretty sweet.
I'll wash your Wang.
I will. How many wash Wangs? I forgot. I don't care.
They better not tone that shit down. That would be a travesty to racist stereotypes everywhere. That's what made that goddamn game, was obscene titties with no nipples and dick jokes.
I just think we're becoming
too politically correct.
Like, yeah. We're becoming too clean and like stuff. And it was fine the way things are, but people are ready to put like everything to a T,
mm-hmm.
and have everything set in its place, and nothing should be offensive at all.
Now I'm ready to rebel against that. I don't want to live in a world.
It's really weird because in all the
Day
other
of the
industries,
rope,
whether it be books, music, movies, whatever, it's totally not even frowned upon. It's just expected. But for some reason with the video game industry these days, people keep pressing so much for the industry to grow up when it has nothing to do with growing up.
Yeah.
And they...
Social justice.
Yeah, seriously. Patricia Hernandez.
Give me all my Tumblr. I'm going to reblog the hell out of this shit.
I blame Yoko Kanono myself. She's a...
She's a bitch.
I wouldn't go that far. She's a nice lady. She just doesn't know. You know?
She's a bitch. With tits.
Only time will tell, according to Bone.
I love how you keep slipping that in there.
Bone. Bow, 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 bow.
All right, Thugs and Harmony. What are you playing?
Damn, all right. I'm just going to be real quick on 360 side because I've been playing a bunch of PC shit. Call of Duty always. And jump back in Minecraft to beat that inner bitch dragon. I wrote a fanfic about it in the Minecraft thread.
Oh, my God. This reminds me of the time I wrote all the Sonic fanfiction.
Right? But on PC, shoot, dude, I got Binding of Isaac. Wasn't really my style. Wasn't a bad game, just wasn't kind of my style.
I like how you beat it, and we're like, I'm done. It's like, no, that's not how that game
works. No, I didn't beat.
This is the part where I just come in and say I've beaten the game with no hits with Dead Baby, so.
Oh, yeah, I know. There's a lot of, like, chest-out dudes on this game. Like, yo, I did this with this motherfucker. I'm like, all right, cool.
I was one of them peeps, yo. Yeah. I always have to, like, brag whenever we bring games up about anything just because I feel superior.
I'm still trying to get Joey to key to work on this bitch, and I'm like, okay, I don't think I'll be doing the no-hit shit. You're fine.
But you'd always wait for, like, the console port, I guess.
Nah, hell no. I ain't buying that shit again. Like I said, it wasn't a bad game, just I won't spend more money on it. Cube Man 2 has been fun as hell.
Nice.
Defense Grid The Awakening. I bought that originally back on Xbox Live Arcade, mm-hmm. and I loved it on there. But, you know, that's one of the ones I was talking about earlier where, you know, it had a wheel too, and, you know, you had to, like, scroll with the stick to do stuff. But on PC, man, just that point and click for the tower defense is just the best.
I can see the wheel working for a game like that because it didn't have too many options.
It works, but when you play it on the point and click version with the PC, you don't even want to go back. It's not even worth messing
see,
with.
That's how I feel about Command & Conquer.
Yeah,
I played it on, like, on a PC, and afterwards I'm just like, this feels so weird.
Plus, I got, like, this bundle deal where it was, like, $3 for, like, all the DLC and everything included with it. So I was like, yeah, I'm not even...
I played a little bit of it. It was
I'll tell you what tower defense game not to get if you want single player, Tower Wars. I got it through Amazon for, like, $7 or something. Really great mechanics for versus, anyway. You still do tower defense type stuff, but you also got to send out units to attack their base at the same time. So it's mm-hmm. a mix of tower defense and... Great for multiplayer, but if you can find a match. But it has, like, the only single-player campaign game there is a tutorial, so that really pissed me off. But,
Go
ahead. No, go ahead.
I'm just so tired by tower defense games these days, because I'm just so tired of the genre.
I literally got in PC game a month ago, so it's like, that's the way I'm jumping on, like, immediately.
No, I get you. It feels like for every, like, month on the PC, like, front, like, there's been at least one tower defense coming out.
At least, yeah.
And it just gets ridiculous.
I would buy them all.
The last one I bought was Defender's Quest, and I can honestly say my life is complete with that one.
Yeah,
with, like, that and
I've heard
Man
really
2,
good things.
Yeah. Defender's Quest is fucking amazing. It's one of the best I've ever played.
You know, I think you mentioned something about Don't Mind the Graphics, which, you know, I played Crystal Quest on the 360 Live Arcade.
Okay.
Yeah, that's. I didn't care about the graphics at all. That game, I played that game for hours.
I like that game too.
Was that
actually.
That one Final Fantasy?
Yep.
Like, yeah, it was the Final Fantasy.
Okay.
Tower Defense, yeah.
Yeah. I like that one. That one's pretty good.
I've been checking out Darksiders. I can't decide if I want to finish it or uninstall it, man. It's like it's not a bad game, but at the same time, it's like it seems like it's gonna be really drawn out for what it is.
It is really drawn out. The first one.
Yeah.
If it was the second one, I'd say dive in because it just keeps getting better. But the first one, it kind of drags and drags.
Yeah, I thought I was halfway through with the game, and I found out I just beat one of five bosses. I was like, holy shit. you know what? I don't know if I want to go through with all this. So, yeah, I got that part at THQ. We're going out of business world, though. I also got the Red Faction Armageddon, which, man, after playing Red Faction Guerrilla, man, they really burned the hell out of Armageddon. That game's just... I mean, it's fun, but it's really nothing compared to Guerrilla at all.
I owned Armageddon on PS3 because I got it on Black Friday for $5, and I got it in that bundle as well.
Uh-huh.
I've never once played it because I just end up playing Guerrilla.
Right. I still want to play the first two.
the first one was amazing. I love Red Faction 2's multiplayer.
Yeah.
Fucking,
I remember playing that on PS2, man.
Oh, God. The best console multiplayer ever.
I remember playing a demo on one of the Jam Pack things, like the PS2, or maybe it was one of the demo discs I got from the Sony magazine. But whatever it was, I just remember playing it, because I wasn't supposed to play it, because I was not allowed to play M games. But I just played it one time, and I just shot a wall, and it blew up, and I was like, holy crap, this is the best thing ever. I just shot a wall, and it blew up.
Yeah, I've been trying out this, because I was using the 360 pack, this third-person shooter, and, but I was using the left stick to, you know, move and stuff around. But when it got time to fight, I was using the mouse to aim and shoot. And it was actually working pretty decently.
That's
so, you know,
nice.
Yeah, I was testing that out. But, yeah, Armageddon is kind of, whatever. I never got to play San Andreas, so I got that bundle that came with, all the Grand Theft Autos from the PS2 era for,
nice.
$4. And my daughter freaking loves it, dude. She wants to ride a bike in real life, and she's too short to reach the pedals.
Yeah.
So, as soon as she saw CJ get on a bike, she just grabbed the controller and for 2 hours straight just ran over people with a bike laughing her ass off.
That's hilarious.
Pedestrians, cops, it didn't matter. If you were in the way, you got hit with a bike.
Now, if you tried doing this with one of the top-down ones, you would not be on a bike for long.
No.
I only dabbled in those for a little bit, so I don't even remember what that was like.
Grand Theft Auto 2 was my jam.
Dude, that crap's hard.
I love that game.
I mean, it's fun. But, if you actually want to do the missions and stuff...
Yeah, that's some hard shit.
It's brutal.
I played, 5 minutes of Cry of Fear. Because...
Oh, yeah. Crashes?
No, I didn't crash. I actually quit being a little bitch. So I'm going to, record me playing it, because I'm going to scream like a little bitch a lot. So
we should do some co-op.
Oh, you can co-op in that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Then, yeah, we're going to get that on video then.
Yeah,
because that game, man, as soon as I opened the door to the bedroom, realized you had to take pictures to make shit come alive. I was like,
yes, that was
a Half-Life 1 or 2 mod? I can't remember.
Two, oh, I sure. think.
Probably 2.
The graphics are pretty decent, so probably 2.
Yeah, it was, man. It was believable for me. I was like, oh, hell no, I quit.
No, it's for 1.
Is it?
That's what I'm reading.
Oh, they did a good goddamn job. Yeah, the first time I took a picture and one of those things popped out, I was like, oh!
Yeah, that was. That's why I quit playing. I was like, this is going to be something that needs to be put on video.
Okay, so I've heard of it, but what kind of is it? Because
it's first-person horror game, survival horror, from what I can tell. Right. Like I said, I've only played the first 5 minutes. So
it seems like a mixture of Fatal Frame and, Siren, almost, in first-person.
I can dig that.
Yeah. And then, you're in a setting that kind of reminds me of Condemned.
Yeah, I would say that. It has a lot of those, all three of those together, I would say.
Yeah.
It's creepy as fuck, I'll put it that way.
It is. I know they patched the crap out of it, finally.
Siren,
every time I get on
the
scene, there's an update.
Yep.
The PS3 remake of the first Siren, and I still haven't gotten around to playing that, because I've only played the first Siren. But
well, it's a good thing you spent all that money on porting it.
It was only $20. I got it pretty cheap.
Yeah.
And as somebody who missed the boat on JRPGs and they were in turn-based combat, I've been having an itch to scratch for turn-based combat, so I got that bundle with Costume Quest in it.
Nice.
That game's been delightful as shit, man.
I love that game so much. It makes you feel a little kid.
As short as it was, it got a little bit old to me, but I'm one of those guys that has to, collect everything, so...
Oh, yeah, I could tell, it's going to be... I mean, every time you respawn at a checkpoint, all the candy's back in all the places you already cleared. So I'm like, my autism kicks in, and I got to go hit all the same mailboxes.
Candy.
Why did you respawn, Candy? I don't want you.
Mom, I don't think we should go by that trash can anymore.
Yeah, right. But yeah, that's basically why I've been playing all that shit.
Nice. Nice.
Pretty good lineup. I'll give you a 3.5 out of 5. Couldn't be better.
Speaking of just Call of Duty, that's all I've been playing this weekend.
Shame on you.
Oh, yeah, free weekend?
Yep, it was a free weekend, and I ended up using what credit I had left over to just fucking buy it, since I'm not getting it on 360 anytime soon.
Nice.
Not for like another month or so, at least, but yeah. So I got it on Steam, and I got up to level 17. I made this awesome emblem of a dick blowing its own brains out, which everybody's getting a kick out of. I've been called a fag at least 30 times.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. They love that homophobe. They get mad at that homophobe shit.
This one dude, I jumped off. We were doing Nuketown. And I jumped off the roof, and on my way down, I headshotted him with my pistol. And you just hear him go, "Is that a fucking dick?"
Dude, I know the feeling. You know my love, hate, hard, gay emblem. And people are always like, "Man, you got problems, man. You homo."
Yeah.
I get so mad. It's like, I'm not really, but I'm glad you're mad.
Exactly. I'm catching somebody.
Man, I'm glad you noticed.
Why's your name Philo Smith, man? Are you fucking black or something? You like little black girls? Why you got a dick? Huh? What the fuck kind of weirdo are you?
I'm glad to see the PC community is the same as the console. Good to know. Good
it's
to know.
Not as bad, but they are definitely there, especially since it was a free weekend. There was hella little kids playing. Just, dear God. I was like, wow, I haven't heard this language in years.
You know you need to take a screenshot of that emblem and put it up in Call of Duty.
Yes.
Of online games. Have you guys played, like, on PC? Have you played Warframe?
No. I keep asking everybody how it is, and everybody's
like,
ah,
it's so bad. It's so awesome. It's just, like, back to the first person. No, it's not third person, my bad. But it's pretty great.
All I know is Call of Duty.
you took your dip. You having fun?
I'm having a blast. I was playing some zombies by myself. I was like, oh, this is fucking awesome. Oh god, I'm dead. This is why you don't play zombies by yourself.
You want to know what I want? I want ghosts to be ghost zombies, and that's all the game is. And I'd be totally okay with that.
I hope it's
like I don't even know what a ghost zombie is, but that's all I need.
No, you know, you would like the new DLC then, because part of the new DLC is, if you die, you become a ghost, and you get to go zap all the zombies, and like, boo, I'm a ghost, nigga, boo, I'm a ghost.
That's
until you find your body again and be revived.
Oh,
you would like the new DLC. And it's set in Alcatraz with Ray Liotta. I mean, how can you go wrong?
I just want a full game based around it, because I can't justify, I don't know, buying just Black Ops 2 by itself for me, personally.
I don't know, the campaign's pretty sweet. I was telling you that last night.
You'd be surprised, man.
Yeah, I mean,
I never played a Call of Duty 4 in my life, really, seriously.
Campaigns are all right. I mean, I don't really like playing online, because I'd rather play a lot of other games online.
Fucking good.
Zombies are fun, but they get tiring after a while, and I really just can't justify paying $60 for that when I'd rather play a lot of other things.
Just grab it on a summer sale. You can do bot matches with me. Just the two of us against, like, 10 bots having a fucking blast.
Might do that. If I can run it, that's also another problem.
Yeah, you're a little weaker than my system. And I can run it good, though. I'm not, like, good, but I can.
I had to, like, see how Orion was doing not too long ago, just before we started this. And I had to, like, put it, like, on low settings all the way and, like, make it the smallest screen possible for me to run it pretty good.
That's because that engine isn't optimized yet. I actually have to run that semi-shitty, too, and it's an Unreal Engine 3, so I should not have to run it like that.
Yeah, that's why I was. Although, Unreal games are kind of spotty for me, because I can run some things really well, and other things like Sanctum, I can run like semi-well.
It depends on the optimization I've noticed. I can run Dishonored fucking beautifully. My game looks gorgeous on my PC, but like shit like Orion or Sanctum, yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Unreal tournaments run good.
Like a free thing going on right now. What is Sanctum? Is it any good?
Tower defense in the first person.
It's fun.
It was all right. I wasn't a big fan of it. They have a retro version out now, which looks more my speed. I might check that out. I was talking to my buddy Griven. He said it was pretty fucking fresh.
If I was going to play something like tower defense-wise, I'd make it RTS-ish, and then I'd go with something like Natural Selection 2 or something Dawn or something like that. I don't know what it's called. Those are both pretty good. Not tower defense, RTS, first-person shooters, because they have, like, the people on the ground are, like, doing the things, but you have, like, these people that would be, like, the gods, I guess, of the thing, where they have, like, assigned people to do all the stuff. So you have some people playing RTS stuff, and you have some people playing the first-person shooter elements, and it's pretty sweet.
Nice.
No.
Sounds fun as hell. I can't add it, man. I got too many games.
Nuclear Dawn, that's what I'm thinking of. $5. Nuclear Dawn and Natural Selection 2.
See, I want to play Natural Selection 2. That game was amazing.
That game does look fucking awesome.
I'm forcing myself to beat Darksiders so I can uninstall it, because I got so many games installed there.
I can't even, like, count how many games I have installed on Steam. I just kind of, like, look through the list. I'm like, okay, that one's a good one to play. Sure.
Right. See, I always have to count them, because I only have a 500 gigabyte hard drive right now, so I'm constantly uninstalling shit and reinstalling shit. Like, ooh. Like, when I got Call of Duty, I was just like, oh, fuck, I got to delete Batman. You got to go. I haven't even touched you ever. You're out of here. Do I have enough space? Yes, all right. Oh, holy shit.
For some reason, I'd rather keep a game installed that I've already beaten and played and enjoyed than like a terrible game I know I'll never play.
Yeah.
It's the days
like, I know I'll never come back to it, but I like having it installed for the sake of having it there.
I feel you.
Dave.
I do.
You see that we are more than thugs.
Ooh. I think I'm going to buy that Afterfall Dirty Arena. Speaking of what we're playing.
Bad things I've heard about the regular game.
I like the regular game, and I didn't think it felt like Dead Space, like a ghetto-ass Dead Space. And so to have just the combat and arena setting with, like, giant teddy bears that are trying to kill you and shit, I'm kind of down for that.
Oh, it's a third-person shooter? Hell yeah.
Yeah. Like, a lot of people bitched about the controls, but I played the extended or whatever edition it was. I didn't have fucking many problems.
Can you get a... Can you use a controller on it, or is it just keyboard only?
Yeah, you can use a controller.
I mean, is it optimized for it? You got to use Joy to key and like do.
Nope, it's optimized.
Okay.
And then the Deadly Arena thing—it's only $3 right now.
Yeah, I'm looking at that. The buying Afterfall Insanity Dirty Arena edition.
Yes, Dirty Arena. Doesn't that just brings a lovely image to my mind? Dirty Arena.
Hey, you shouldn't talk to your mother with that mouth, though.
My mother's dead.
Noopsies.
So what now? Where's your fucking god now, Colton?
Well...
I don't think it should be me, but an inch president, man. I mean,
there's a game called Fez. That's pretty good,
the
right?
These are the days of our lives. You know what I'm saying?
I need to pick up System Shock 2 now that it's on Steam.
You know, I got the GOG version, and seeing it on Steam without any achievements or anything, I'm just kind of like, why would I... No. Kiss
my
ass.
It's a DRM-free on the... Steam version too, so
I don't care.
I have
the GOG version, so I don't care.
I have a GOG account, but I use it for only free things because I don't actually have like a credit card or anything hooked up to it. So
you little slut.
Yeah.
I tell you what, man, I don't like that if you don't activate a game on Steam, you don't get the achievements and all that stuff. I mean, I guess I can see why from a business standpoint, but it's kind of annoying.
That's all because of Team Fortress 2. Plain and simple.
Man, I'm coming for console. I need them achievements, nigga. Need them achievements.
Gotta have them achievements, baby. Alright, well, shit. Let's move into some news.
This is some horse shit. I'm all out of fucking beer.
Oh, shit.
Maybe you can just, like, pee in a bottle, shake it up, put it in your refrigerator, and watch it carbonate overnight.
That'd still be a whole nother night.
That'd still be a whole nother beer.
So are you drinking a juice box?
Right. No, I'm just drinking some water.
Okay.
There you go. Get that filtration into you.
Oh.
I always got a big ass cup of water.
Excellent.
Holy shit.
I've always got a giant cup of hot sauce. I don't know why. I just like to throw it at people randomly.
I actually did go get a Mountain Dew, so you guys won.
Refreshing.
I haven't had one in like months, so.
Slam it.
I did.
All right, let's move into some news.
All
right. That was news. What are you talking about? Me drinking Mountain Dew? Story of the century.
I'm excited. I'm drinking Pepsi, which is why I'm burping.
Ugh.
Pepsi always makes me burp, hella.
Get that water.
Oh, fuck your water. All right. First up is Patricia Hernandez's lovely article on whether Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon was homophobic.
No.
It's like she never watched Predator in her life.
Oh, God, that woman. I just really want to talk about what an asshole she is, I guess.
Yeah, like, don't call her a bitch, man. That's a bad thing, apparently.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is... Oh.
Just seriously, that woman is just reaching and reaching further and further for more controversies, and I just... How the fuck is Kotaku even around? with who they have writing for them now.
You remember when they used to be decent?
Yeah,
I was a star commenter on there, man. I used to go there before I found a Destructoid. I went there back in 2006.
I used Joystick and Detoid pretty much exclusively, mostly Detoid, occasionally Joystick.
Joystick still has some good news, but
I haven't checked.
Kotaku has just went...
Yeah.
And especially in the past 2 years with all the business decisions they've made and the commenting changes and the website layout and the mobile layout, it's just like, God, I don't even look at their site anymore, really.
Somebody from the
industry... I only go when there's a controversy and I say, oh, look, ha, that's funny, and then laugh. Yeah.
Somebody from inside the industry made a comment on some Facebook post that everybody knows Kotaku is ass. They just pick up the tab at events, so that's why everybody stands them.
That's probably the only reason they're still around.
So that explains why they're on. They pay for all the alcohol.
Oh, that's hella funny. That is hella funny. But, like, just seriously, true. This fucking Hernandez lady, I'm waiting for someone to just crucify her and watch her be disgraced. I mean, if Ryan fucking Perez could get fucking his career flushed down the toilet for calling out that one bitch who does the guild.
Yeah.
I would say you don't even address her name.
I can't remember her name. I probably should have called her that one bitch. She's not a bitch. She seems like a nice girl, but
that's just a general female term.
That's my ghetto side coming out. That's what it is. Yeah. My ghetto side coming out, that bitch. Go have a hoe party, motherfucker.
That's just your Boston juggalo coming out.
I don't know why you went to Boston for that.
I'm sure deep down there's an accent inside.
Shipping
you.
Out to Boston. Oh,
we're getting some drop kick. Oh, now you're speaking my language. But yeah, Patricia Hernandez, please go die in a fire. Yeah, and not because you have a vagina, because you're a fucking idiot. If you were a dude, I'd probably fly to wherever you live and punch you in the fucking mouth. Just for being such an idiot.
I would call you Byronic Man.
That fucking guy.
But I love
Byronic
Man.
If we're going to talk about people we want to punch in the face.
He's just a stubborn bastard.
You know the last enemy in Byronic Commando on the NES? Like when you're escaping the tower?
Sure.
Spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers, bitch.
It's not a spoiler. It's the freaking worst enemy in a game ever. I want to punch whoever decided to put that enemy there in the face. I died there so many times because it's so poorly placed. It is the worst thing ever.
You need to step up your game.
I beat the freaking game. I don't see what...
Obviously not if you're still complaining about it.
I can complain about it. I can complain. It was just stupid, too.
Nope, we're sticking with your bitch.
No. 1,000 something crap on Super Crate Box, yo. That's all I gotta say.
Oh, shut up.
Drops mic.
Get a new high score on something else.
Well, I was doing decent in Super Crate Box. I mean, not Super Crate Box, Super Hexagon, and I just stopped playing that for a while.
So. You know, I actually did too. I was addicted to my phone version, and then what the hell came out that just totally got me off of that on my phone? And no, it wasn't porn. Punch Quest came.
That's pretty good.
Punch Quest and 10,000, yeah. Or 10 million.
Super Hexagon's still one of my favorite games ever, though. It's so fun.
It is a very fun game, but 10 million and Punch Quest are better.
I got something for you guys in the chat.
Oh, I hope it's horribly inappropriate pornography.
I hope it's a hobo.
I hope it's horribly inappropriate hobo pornography.
In all pornography with hobos horribly inappropriate?
No.
I mean, they watch.
But it should be. What the hell is happening here?
Well, that didn't surprise
me. I love how every podcast we stop to look at YouTube videos and porn.
Oh, dude, it's worse on our podcast. Oh, I should probably pimp that later, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Oh, what's your podcast? What is
Taco
it?
Tuesdays, and it's terrible. Don't listen to it.
Taco
you.
Tuesdays, okay. I've seen the C-Bug for that.
Oh, yeah, we're insane, and we never talk about anything. We just watch videos and look at pictures, and then people somehow listen to it? I'm confused.
Nice.
I have no idea what's happening here.
Some girl in a miniskirt's changing an oil in a car or something.
Compared to one anime I watched the other day, this has nothing on it.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, it's a YouTube video. It ain't gonna be, like, none.
No, but, like, it was just, like, panty shots, like, every 5 seconds. I was like, why? Does it... Get pants. Like,
I was
kind of
hoping there was going to be a dick or something.
Nah, man. What's wrong with pants?
Yeah.
That's what pants.
No, like, while she's changing the car, like, they just have, like, a little picture there.
I love how the link I just clicked took me to the most random video of a black guy chilling with a tiger.
Yeah, man, what do you mean?
It's like from the 70s or some shit. All right, moving on with news. New Xbox name. Is it Infinity? Is it not? Who knows?
No. Yeah. All I want those details, man. I don't give a fuck about a name.
I think it's kind of silly, but I do kind of think it's Infinity just because if you turn the symbol sideways, it's an 8. And I can easily see the X folding into itself to become a W to tie into Windows 8. Like, I can already envision the splash logo that would go with that to change to Windows 8 because they're trying to integrate Windows 8 and everything.
Okay, here's the surprise. They're going to call it the Xbox 7, and they're going to downgrade all of their mobile line to, like, the Windows Phone 7.
After and... they already promised not to do any more Windows phones. That's the part that got me fucking laughing.
Yeah.
After Windows Phone 7, we're done. Here's Windows Phone.
That much thought.
All I want is I wanted somebody to make an Xbox emulator on the computer, whether it be Microsoft or anyone, because there are things I want to play, and no one wants to let me play them.
And to answer Latrell, it wasn't much thought. The minute I saw that logo that somebody cooked up, it clicked in my head because I've been using Windows since Windows 3.1. I was just like, oh, I can already see how the logo is going to turn into Windows 8. Yep, this is probably...
No. Here. I take back Windows 7. It's going to be Xbox 98.
Xbox 98.
And it'll crash every time you try to boot it up.
No, that's 2000 NT. True. You can't run shit. Unless you're just trying to use Works. I love how the new Office is, like, completely on the web now, too.
You know what would be great? If the new Xbox was just a word processor.
And they want to charge.
Like they say, hey, you know all those games you guys want to play? We're sticking with the 360. Here's a word processor.
It just pops up with fag all the time. There's your Call of Duty program.
I wonder what the secret next cell would be for it.
Oh, AIDS.
They had some pretty cool stuff with the old XLs.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. They had like that dungeon crawler and whatever like that.
No, they didn't.
They had the racing game and...
They had Dwarf Fortress before it was Dwarf Fortress.
They had I'm looking this up. I am pretty sure I remember things in Windows Excel.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
No.
Yeah.
All right, moving on with the news. A young boy rapes and kills his mother, or tries to rape and kills his mother over being taken off of his Call of Duty.
Man, that's just...
That's horrible.
What are you going to say?
It's horrible. That's just... Bad. I don't any of the arguments I've heard. I like how people already turned it into a gun thing rather than a mental health thing. And then just blaming Call of Duty, I just... God damn it.
I blame Call of Duty for his erectile dysfunction if he couldn't go through with it.
I blame his mom. That's horrible.
She must not have been as hot as he hoped.
That is horrible.
Oh, dear.
Once you get that bitch naked, I'll change my mind.
Yeah, ooh, I forgot I came out of there. Damn that thing. Who threw a grenade in there?
Now we're horrible people.
Yep. I even just said, I'm not going to crack any jokes. Oh, here I am talking about how loose she is.
Dad, you did that? I'm sorry. That's what he said when he came home.
Colton, quit filling the chat with lies.
It's the truth. I am linking you to the Easter eggs, and you don't want to see the proof of
your
face.
I'm not clicking on your disgusting porn links, you goddamn kids these days.
You can draw titties in Excel. Here's the formula.
The sad part is I can see that like going through some kid's head, like, hey, I know our mom took away our magazines, but look what I can do in Excel. Come on now. Isn't that great?
It's a text titty.
And then you just see a single tear going down the guy beside him's face and said, you did it, Mike. You did it.
Yay!
When they busted so many loads and they discovered icy art.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Look at all them eyes. They form a headache.
Holy crap, it's Star Wars. Fap, 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 fap.
Fap, 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 fap.
We need the fat button back. Rest in peace, fat button.
Oh, it's not politically correct. No, we can only like stuff.
Some female may find it offensive, and I guess women don't masturbate.
Well, yeah. Considering our slogan is still also Cox.
It's not still. Where is it on the website?
They changed it?
Dude, it's been gone for a while.
I just assumed. Why did they do this?
Politically correct bullshit.
Yeah, we found out about politically correct for one of our badges recently. So
yeah,
we're
not allowed to have little black children in a hole when we're called the lower tier.
I'm so sad now.
It's racist.
Apparently it's racist. I mean, you can have like badges for dicks and all that stuff, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Binary Chode has a giant cock for their badge.
And Alcoholic Host has a menorah with a Star of David, and it's called Alcoholic Host. But
yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah, the lower tier can't be associated with black people. Fucking bastards. What would have been funnier is if one of us was black.
Yeah.
We could have
made our case.
Yeah.
We need to recruit a black member right now.
Excuse us? What's racist? Yeah. Y'all motherfuckers racist.
You wouldn't have to be black with Ginger President.
He is in Memphis. He is in Memphis.
Yeah, this is true. I get shot every day.
He's got the smoky barbecue blackness going.
Does he have his blue suede shoes on?
Dude, I'm rocking sweatshirts all day.
Fried penis butter sandwiches, for some reason, is what I almost said.
No, that's a Beale Street tradition.
Alright, and my final item of news, moving on, is the whole goddamn Dragon Crown thing and how fucking retarded that is.
That just makes me sad.
I'm straight perv, so I'm okay with it all.
Big, giant cartoon titties are no longer allowed.
Well, it's just...
Them hips. Yo, they made Amazon look pudgy in 2C in action. Like, the artwork made her look like all lumpy and shit.
I think she looked like that big old ass and thighs.
She looks like Coco, Ice-T's wife, when you see her name, though. You're like, oh, hell yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's my kind of white woman right there.
I don't see why it's the thing that people are getting stirred up about, though. Like, at all.
All gaming press is like down with the patriarchy, kill men right now.
And it's not just the gaming press, though. Like, I'm seeing it in all the commenters, too. Like, everybody's against everything. Every week there has to be something to bitch about now. And I'm actually about to put out another one of my little community chats about that. Like, you know, are you all actually offended about this, or are you all a bunch of fucking liars? Just looking for something to get upset about.
I think we all just need to close our eyes, sit down, and play Tack and the Power of Juju one more time. You know what I'm saying?
I think these motherfuckers need to go to the hood for a month.
They don't want to hear the comment from that random hipster. It's like, you're on the wrong side of history, sir. That's what they're trying to avoid. They want to make sure they're on the good side of everything.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I'm just glad that, I mean, something else could have gotten pulled that's way worse, and then the whole industry would have been a lot bigger fire than it is. But it's still ridiculous that it's an issue in general.
It's just sad that all this shit, the Far Cry thing, they fucking can't crack a joke in the spirit of the 80s about gayness or anything, because, you know, that never happened in the 80s. Fag didn't become popular fucking term in the 80s at all. No. We can't have big ass titties.
The clip I watched, they didn't say that. He didn't even say the word fag, did he?
No, he didn't. He didn't. That's he made a joke about him laying down with men or sleeping with men.
But if you watch the clip it's referencing from the Predator, he's like, slack down, faggots. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's a whole lot more hardcore, and they're still bitching about it. I mean, they even toned it down from what the source material is.
But nobody cares about that. No, everything's got to be and gray.
I think I understand why Valve has postponed Half-Life 3, because they want to put as much offensive stuff in it as possible.
They're just taking notes.
Yeah, and they're just like, okay, let's see what we can stick in here.
You said stick mining here. Funny. Oh, sweet.
Let's go score. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it, Davis.
Shut up, Mario. You're an idiot.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm going home with you.
But yes, the moral of the story is you're all a bunch of pussies and idiots. Shut the fuck up.
And American.
Yeah.
Yes. I remember, like, it was about 3 years ago. I was like, I just noticed, like, this swing towards this type of stuff. And I was like, wouldn't my hobby get, like, taken over by a bunch of vaginas? I mean, not like women. I mean, like, dudes who act like bitch blood.
Oh, yeah, and that's just what it is, too. These fucking, like, dudes who think they're going to get laid off of crusading for these things. Pyronic.
I think the whole game industry as a whole needs to just take a step back from everything and just look at everything they've done and just reflect upon it.
Yeah, sit down and think about what you fucking did.
I just wonder who's slipping the, you know, estrogen pills in the water at tournaments and shit, man. What's happening? I mean, everybody full of bitch blood now. I don't get it. Maybe because I come from the fighting game community more than anything that, you know, we don't have this shit.
I have to say, honestly, if there's like some like back alley guy putting estrogen in the water like during like these fighting game tournaments, that'd be the most hilarious controversy thing I've ever heard about. Like, you just see this like guy, it's all shady looking in the back. Just,
it wouldn't even take, man. There's so much testosterone in fucking fighting game tournaments. You have to like triple up on the doses to even like notice a difference.
Yeah, I don't even think it would calm them down.
Yeah, it's like,
they just
it's
start
like,
taking off their shirts and then sweating. That's all it is.
I noticed they stopped saying them. Fuck every 30 seconds. Now it's just every 32.
Although, yeah. If I had to bring up my own news, I love that people that are just act terrible in like pro gaming industries, if you just even want to call that a thing, are just getting like banned and like fired and stuff from that. That's great, in my opinion.
Yeah. That guy from StarCraft.
Yeah, the StarCraft guy. There's been a few League of Legends people lately.
The people are like always bitch about like the fighting game community being so horrible. I'm like, dude, that's my last bastion of like being whatever I want to be, asshole to somebody for the fun of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't. Like, it's everybody not, understands. It's not like, necessarily like. There's like a point though, where it just becomes too much. I think at least
you haven't gamed with us.
Well, that's all in good jest, though. But there are people that just generally get angry about everything in those, in those industries.
Yeah, I've ran into those assholes too. But they're not as prevalent in the fighting game community as they're made out to be.
I think there are a lot of times they're in the PC game community, and I would.
Yeah, yeah, I run into those assholes, especially in like Defense of the Ancients 2 and shit. I don't even play MOBAs because of that, other than Awesome Knots.
Dude, it's pretty hilarious because. I took Spanish, and I know no Spanish, but I could actually know, I knew this guy, I didn't know this guy, but I was playing a guy with this Hispanic guy, and he was cussing me out in Spanish, and I was like, all my response was, he was getting really angry at me, and I was like, I know what you're saying, like, what? Like, that was the biggest moment for me, I didn't even care what he was calling me, I was just like, I understand these words, this is amazing.
Yeah, I might be biased and spoiled by D-Toy's fighting game community, but I mean, like, you know, we'd say harsh, just rotten shit to each other, but it was
all. Yeah, but that's all like game. You guys know each other and stuff. So.
Yeah, it's all in the spirit of the game, you know, fucking around. Like, nope. And then afterwards, he's like, yo, how'd you do that move? Okay, I did this. You know, everybody help each other out just for the fun of it. You know, it's like,
yeah,
like,
and you got those some people that are just like angry at the world.
Yeah, seriously, angry at
no
the goddamn
world. There's no point in that at all.
Nope. Just calm the fuck down. Why are you this mad?
Oh, you know, I have a bad foot rash. It's been days, my whole life. I can't help it.
Yeah, sure, blame it on the foot rash.
It's always the foot rash. Them kids these days, blaming it on foot rash. I don't understand.
Just they've been struggling, hustling, and tagging it forever.
Oh, shit.
They had to come look deeply in my eyes.
Come on, Yuz, calm down. You gotta meet me at the crossroads here.
Meet me.
I miss my dog, yeah, my uncle child.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I just now remembered. I've been playing Battle Block Theater.
Oh, how is that?
I'm disappointed, honestly. But
really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
It'd be all up on its cock.
I don't know why either. Like, I'm enjoying it, but I don't know. There's just something off about it to me. Maybe I just don't like people anymore. I don't know.
I liked, what was it? What was their last game? I can't remember. Just gave my mind right
Castle
now.
Crashers?
Yeah, I like that, but I saw Battle Block Theater. I was like, you know, I don't know if that's going to be my style.
If you'll know if you like, have you played Alien Hominid? Or...
I no, love that it. Game. Got
you know the PDA it. Games in it?
I just played Alien Hominid.
You know the PDA games in it, Mike?
Yes. I didn't realize
it's,
you were
it's
talking
like, it's like that, but a little bit more fleshed out.
Huh.
But like, there's just something off about it to me. I don't know what it is. I mean, I like it, and I don't know. Maybe I'm just not playing it with the right people.
Maybe not. How's just the single player?
Single player's alright. I mean, Stamper's voice work during cutscenes is hilarious. Like, the humor in it's spot on. Like, that's something I can say is definitely as best as it could be. But the gameplay, I mean, it's fun. There's just something about it that's just, I don't know, leaving me to be desired for more. I still recommend it, though, because I'm apparently just really picky about things these days. So if you like platformers, I'd say pick it up.
You are sounding pretty bitchy to me right now.
Well, you know what they say.
Nope.
Whose ball's the devil?
I don't think that's what they say.
I've
heard that for my life.
I know Bobby Boucher's mother says that, so I'm pretty sure it's a thing.
That was a fictional character, sir.
What? Nah. You know, little Mickey, that's real.
This is historical fact.
You've been listening to some Hollywood Jewish lies too much.
I've been listening to too much Hollywood Jewish lies.
Jose Canseco, not a Jew.
Bobby Boucher?
Yeah.
Totally real.
Not real. Not, no.
Yo, I did like that English dude in Little Nicky, though.
Did you know The Mighty Ducks was a documentary?
You're not allowed... You're not allowed to like anything that was in Little Nicky.
It had a bomb-ass soundtrack, though.
Yes, it did. It had, like, Deftones on it and shit.
They had Deftones acoustic of Drive, man. I mean, yeah.
God damn, that is such a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful song. Anything by the Deftones that was acoustic. I have the bootleg acoustic thing they did.
Yeah, I got that
too. And that's just boner inspiring right there.
Are you guys Flaming Lips fans?
Nope.
No.
Sing it out again.
I was thinking about going to see them in Memphis, but they totally changed up their live show. Like, they used to be, like, crazy, and now it's, like, it's different, still crazy, but they went a different direction on their new album, and they've been doing things a bit differently. So,
really?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Uh-huh. It's pretty, pretty do-you-realize crap right there.
I am quite interested.
This is the part where I just start taking random imports off my shelf and trying to read them to you. But I don't know what Japanese is.
I love it. I love it.
Emblem. Nice.
I bought a game.
I just linked it.
I bought a game not too long ago off Amazon that was Japanese. I was like, ooh, this is a pachinko game. I get it, and it's freaking slots.
And you know, real quick. I want to talk about my emblem. I couldn't find anything to put, like, blue veins in it.
You have to unlock. You have to do a lot of kills to unlock some stuff, dude.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of options once you get higher levels.
Because I was like, dude, in Blops, I had, like, blue thick veins running through my shit. I had ball hair all up on that motherfucker. That was a beautiful dick.
Yeah, once you get higher level up and do different things in the game, you'll get more stuff to work with.
I need to get another calling card so you can actually see it, too. Because with my little Mexican skeleton one, you can see the dick just fine, but the gun.
Yeah, so you already bought some DLC camo.
Yep, how about that? That shit looks sick, dude. Plus, everybody yells at you.
Is it the Dio de los Muertes or something?
Yeah, because it's hella colorful. Everybody yells at you for having Fruity Pebbles guns.
It's Grim Fandango-ish.
Or
that's
it's
pretty hilarious.
Dio de los Muertes.
It's pretty beautiful.
Fucking white people.
So what's
probably better than anything I could do, which is sad, but as the artist here. So what do you think of that? Speaking of artist things in our game, what do you think of that new design I sent you?
The blue ship, I loved it. I told you that.
I know. I just wanted to get everyone here
listening to this. Oh, you wanted them to listen to it? Yes, your art is excellent. Your art once made my nipples so hard they poked through my shirt and I needed a new shirt.
Oh, really? You? Mine too.
Sounds like a shitty shirt.
Man, your nipples like pushed through your shirt. You need another shirt.
Shame.
This is what you get for going to the swap meet. Swap meet, Louie.
Hey, Denio's is fucking awesome. Where else am I going to find a bedazzled shirt of Bugs Bunny smoking a blunt?
Right.
It's like
find that shit at TJ Maxx.
Is the bootleg merchandise at malls like the most hilarious thing ever?
Oh, yeah, dude. I got a fucking ghetto-ass shirt. One of them big, like, three X's that, like, look like a dress on you.
Yes.
And it's Mario in a zoot suit with, like, all kinds of glitter and diamonds all over.
I saw one the other day. I was at the mall. It was Hello Kitty with guns and, like, a grill.
I have to have that shirt. I
oh, that sounds great. Is there a lot of pink on it? Because if so, is mine.
It's like Chargers colors. It was a bunch of gold, silver, and yellow and stuff on it.
Oh, they wasted an opportunity with shit. That.
That might have been pink. I don't remember. You can probably Google it. It's probably a thing somewhere. Oh, Hello Kitty, Gangsta.
Yeah, it already popped up. Now I just have to find it.
Hello, I'm sure Kitty. I can get one of these.
Let's see.
There's a bunch of her with an AK-47, and there's one of her eating shit out of a toilet.
Okay, you're the kind of people that would be interested in this. You know, okay, you guys
what do you
know
mean,
Archie.
You people?
Whoa, hold on.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
No. Hey. Just everyone I brought this up to attention has no idea what I'm talking about, but you at least would have some idea, so. Okay, you guys know Archie, like the Jughead, Betty and Veronica, all that stuff. You know the Punisher.
Yes. Duh.
There was a official crossover between those two.
Official?
Official. It was Archie and the Punisher.
Wow.
I was really confused. I was like, why is that a thing? And no one would be like, dude, we have no idea what you're talking about. I was like, this needs to be questioned. Like, who thought of this?
Yeah. I'm very shocked. I'm also very upset that I cannot find this Hello Kitty shirt. I really want it.
I like this, too.
And then, what else did I find? Well, I found Archie and the Punisher.
Yes. Typical end of the podcast where we just drift away and start looking up shit.
Okay, what was... You know that Saturday Night Live crew that was like awesome. John Belushi and all those people? What was it called?
Saturday Night Live?
No,
the
like...
The Bears.
I'm trying to think. There's a name for it.
The Bears. The Blues Brothers?
No, it's like there's like it was like a name for like a journal cast like thing.
Da Bears.
I am going to remember this.
Colton, you are not entertaining our listeners.
Oh well, anyways, there was an official crossover between Saturday Night Live and Spider-Man. That was a comic. That's what I was trying to think of. I was just trying to think of the name.
The flying fuck was going on in the 70s and the 80s with all that.
There were some great crossovers. The fact that we had Archie meeting the Punisher just made my life.
That sounds good, but Spider-Man, I don't like Saturday Night Live. As long as everybody died, I'd read it.
I like Saturday Night Live back in the day.
Yeah, like I like 90s and some of the early stuff, like 70s when he first started.
It's just been shit since like the early 2000s.
What's funny is everybody used to knock on Mad TV, but that shit was my jam.
Not ready for primetime players. That was it. It was Spider-Man, the not ready for primetime players.
Okay.
I just had to remember it.
Well, thank you for wasting my fucking time.
Thanks, Jesse.
Yes, thank you for your input.
Just look at the cover. Look at the cover.
Hold on, I'm trying to figure out what the fuck I'm looking at right now.
Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, Jane Curtin, Garrett Morris, Bill Murray.
That already sucks. It doesn't look anything like... Only looks
Lauren
like
Michaels.
He plays Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, Dan Aykroyd's the only one that looks normal.
Good job, artist.
It's the only one I could tell.
Oh, whoa. What the hell did you just link me?
I don't know what that is. It's kind of creeping me out.
What is that?
Oh, you should see some of the things that Ev sends me. That's nothing.
Considering I've seen some of the things Ev sends me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I used to do this thing called Adventures of the Internet on the forums where I PM people all this weird shit I find.
Yeah.
And you know, I gotta say, Phil's trumped me quite a few times on that. He goes a little bit deeper than I would have expected anybody to go.
I'm willing to look at horrible things to find just that gem.
Like I said, I want to see the blooper reel. what he doesn't show.
Exactly. Nope. This is.
I have a daily dose of terrifying things because of Ev. It was also my podcast. Not my podcast. Our podcast. Other people.
I can't.
Also, it's pretty hilarious, though, because on that podcast, like, there's a joke running that I am the idiot. So, like, when we're podcasting, like, I pretty much just, like, be retard. And, like, everyone mocks me. So that's fun.
Nice.
Well, for our podcast, that sounds like shit.
Yeah. I think we all did some interval.
Spoiler alert, last podcast we did, we had Tech Bunny on, and all we did was just mock him that The Last Guardian's never coming out.
Oh god, I bet Marcus loved that.
Yeah. No.
He's so easy to piss off.
It's a running gag that we did it, but we did it so much this time, like we brought it up like every 3 minutes. It was ridiculous. We're probably never doing that again. See, our podcasts are terrible. I don't know how we have listeners.
Some people like it.
Like, we do the worst things, and we talk about the worst stuff, and we actually have an interesting conversation, like, one-fifth of the time. But for most of us, it's just blabbering and getting angry at each other.
Glee has a fan base. Why you need to ask questions?
Huh. Well, Hughes, do you have any interviews coming up?
Yes, actually, I do. I'm going to try to get a Dwarf's Dig agreed to one. I just got to set the time.
Uh-huh.
Got to do Kaiser's, and then also going to try to get Bad Star on. I'm sure he's up for it. That'll be an interesting one, because, you know, me and him go back and forth. He's one of those Tumblr anti-patriarchy type dudes, so it'll be fun.
Are you doing any of those in the next week?
I'm going to do one of them in the next week for sure.
All right, well, let's go to an interview with Used.
Didn't you guys say,
I'm doing a break for an interview, Colton.
I know. I'm just asking.
Shut up.
I mean, I guess I could be quiet.
And we're back. That was a great interview.
Jeez, no reason to get angry. I mean, gosh.
God.
You ruined everything.
You fucking asshole.
No, weren't you guys, like, going to try to get the Anodyne, one of them, on people on here?
I'm waiting for them, and I'm also waiting for Kevin from Cly to be free.
Sweet.
And, you also, there was some, what about...
This is the part where you just, you like, get me back on, like, oh, yeah, I'm a regular, what are you talking about? Hey, guys.
Hey.
Fuse wrong me, huh? There's
I want that
Deep Silver, Marcus, right?
Yes. He said he wouldn't be available for a little while, so I'm waiting on him. Now, the Anodyne guys are doing something.
I'm going to have to get with you on questions on that one, because I don't want to do it like normal D2 interview.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you and me both have to plan our interviews, because I don't want either of our interviews to be like the normal interviews. Like, I want us to actually be semi-professional.
You can interview me and be semi-professional. I can practice. We could have practices.
I couldn't interview you and be professional.
Yeah, I know, right? When I do my detour interviews, I just fly off the handle. We just have a good time.
I love your little news shit.
Yeah, I don't think the professional people would appreciate it.
Actually, with Deep Silver, you could get away with it, because, God, how long did he write for Detoid?
Yeah,
ever? Pakistan.
Professor Pew.
Yep.
Yeah. Maurice, I call him Maurice. Marcus. He is now the PSP boy in my heart.
Yes, that'll always be Tech Bunny. That's what I always call him to piss him off when we're playing Left Dead.
Okay, we sent Marcus a video, because we find videos with his name on it and just send them to him, and he gets really angry because we start mocking him about him. Like, we found one that's like,
guy EV signed me on him one night. He will not click a link from me ever again. Because I was doing that to him for a while, and then I just started sending him some really fucked up porn. Like, just
Was that when you sent him the Calvin and Hobbes one?
That was after I had convinced him to click that link. I sent him that one from you, and now he will definitely never... I was trying to get him to look at something that was legitimate, and he just was like, no, dude, I'm not... do you want me to fucking delete you? You keep posting a link, I'm going to fucking delete you as my friend. I will never speak to you again. I was like, dude, this is an actual game. I'm not fucking around right now.
Anyways, look at that video I just linked, and then look at the comment.
God damn it.
Mr. Tech Bunny. Let me go follow him and subscribe and all that stuff.
So now we need to have like an episode where we just have a personal apology to Tech Bunny.
Seriously?
Now we need to get him on here and just... Because apparently he's that easy to piss off. I want to talk to him.
He's a hella cool guy.
He's cool.
I just, it's fun to piss him off.
He's on board with our game. Yeah. Not our game, as in me and Mike's game, but the other game, the Taco Tuesday game.
Is that still happening?
We are currently working on a screaming fish with flailing appendages or whatever it's called.
Okay.
So, look for that to come out sometime, maybe.
Screaming fish.
It has potential.
Oh, well, I'd say that's about enough for the lower tier.
We're really lower tier tonight.
Yeah, we just... Oh.
Hey, I blame Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Okay. Before we leave, I want to interview you about your history with Bone Thugs and Harmony. Okay? So just so I can get the full background. When did you first meet Bones?
Bone Thugs and Harmony? 1994.
How did you meet them?
through Eazy-E when he pimped him with what's that? Eazy-E 1999. Yeah.
What were your thoughts?
That these were some soulful black dudes who could rap too.
I see.
Okay. Tell me what you gonna do.
Ain't no place to hide.
Oh.
When judgment comes for you, when judgment comes for you.
Hey, Colton, do you think you can make what I linked a bad guy in our game?
Oh, dear. I see.
Let's see this.
Yeah, that was a bad idea. Clicking on that.
Ow!
I knew it.
Ow!
And I'm going to deny you 5 pesos. Sir.
Why?
Ain't nobody got time for that. Seriously.
And I like that it's called Noxious Stench.
Yeah.
Wow. I have this folder.
No, okay. I see that one. That one is not getting clicked on.
It's all right. I know the trial well.
Oh, it's funny. I have this folder called Naughty But Funny where, like, you know, like every once in a while, if you go on 4chan, sexy beautiful women that have an ugly girl's thread, and they'll just post the nasty shit. It's like what I plan to use to troll people with. But man, some of this stuff just even beats that folder. That's just.
I got something that just. Wow.
That was not as bad as Noxious Stench, though, man.
No, this is worse.
Oh, man.
Oh. I see the title, What Happened Here? And I'm just like.
Is that Hay?
I've seen that one before. Yeah. That dude got the gangrene on the balls.
Oh my god. It looks like there's like hay on it, and oh wow.
Yeah, he looks like he got some dried Greek yogurt on there too.
Wow.
He should have had to pick it off.
There once was a farmer that lived on a rock.
You got like a random hole in there too.
It's like, I know, it's just like, dear God, sir.
Holes. It's like, what
like I knew I shouldn't have clicked on that one that I clicked on because I saw the link, but I'm like, yeah, it might be funny. No.
No. We're not having fun time.
Ow!
Yeah.
See,
how do you die from this stuff? When you put poop on your face like that and die.
See, Evan doesn't send me gross things. Okay, he occasionally does. Most of the time, what he sends me are just terrify me to within that I can't speak ever again of the things.
Yeah.
Don't these dudes know about hepatitis?
No. So they did not participate. They skipped health class.
Don't they know what orange juice is? Man, they need to drink a few cups.
How could you pay somebody enough money to eat doo-doo?
I don't know, but they do. I don't
get it.
You could Google the weird fetishes on the internet, and you would never run out.
No, you really wouldn't.
I invited the dudes. I just still don't get it. Like, it still shocks me to this day. What brought you to this?
Yeah. Corn.
How bad did your life go thinking this was okay to get paid for?
I mean,
okay, let's think about this.
All right, that last one.
If they're
Colton,
sick enough to do it, maybe they enjoy it.
Hmm? I love those people. I won't spoil it for them until he clicks it. Yeah,
that
I love it.
Should give you a nice nightmare.
Oh no.
Oh, he didn't like the Cornfield Kid.
I see the link, and
It's not as bad as it's nothing like what we were going. It's not sexual.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, okay. That's nothing compared to what Ev sends me. Okay, no, then that one.
Yeah, this new one.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that before, man.
Mother's Day.
That's like a monster, dude. Look, it's got like its own tongue hanging out the bottom and shit.
I like how the butthole's blown out.
I know, dude. I like how you posted the random pictures that freaking prolapsed anus and didn't know it was a prolapsed anus.
I could not figure out what was happening with that picture.
Oh, look, she got a pink sock. Let me post that in the forum.
I'm so lucky Mixie didn't see that, because I've already been warned a few times. Like, dude, you need to not post crap.
God, the vagina's got its own tongue down there, man. It's like, and like at the top, it's wearing its own hood. Yeah. You know, it's got its own little hoodie going
on. It's dressed
up
for the night. It's going out to dinner. It's chilling.
You couldn't feed that thing enough to feed it.
Just want to put a hoagie.
That'd be a whole, that'd be like 3 entrees plus dessert.
You need to get that Applebee's. What is that, 4 for $2 or something?
Yeah. That thing is not getting filled on one night. I mean, that tongue's still hanging out.
Feed me.
Oh. When the hell does a vagina have a tongue?
I don't know. I wonder if it can lick
the balls. Let's go to Paul in the field. Hello, Paul.
I mean, does she like not have like things living in there if it just stays like that?
Oh, let's go to Ollie with the weather. That pussy nasty! Thank you, Ollie.
Man, it's raining men out here.
Raining babies. I mean, that's like a one ticket out. There ain't nothing staying in there.
I love that I just Googled dead dick and Dick Clark's like the top 10.
I Googled raining babies and I got this.
It's raining babies. Hallelujah. It's raining. I want a print of that for my house. That's nice actually pretty awesome.
It's a nice watercolor.
It is.
When I take art next year, I'll be sure to paint that for you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, I saw the video that one came from, Phil.
Yeah, it's an oldie but a goodie. I figured Colton probably hadn't seen it yet.
I don't know.
The poor young lass.
We should find in the video, like, what happened before.
Fuck, I don't want to. He's not old enough yet.
Did I tell you last time about that cartel video, the recent one I saw? Where, like, they go through the whole process of, like, just... Not just the decapitation, but they cut up everything and put it in barrels and burn it. Like, they videoed the whole process.
Wow.
Six people. Yeah, I know. It's like, you know, normally they stop the video after the decaps, you know, and that's done. Now this one's done. Yeah. We're going for the full thing.
Why is the baby blue?
That's just fucked up. It's like,
I clicked on that one and I regret it. I regret it so much.
Oh! God, is that girl dead? Oh my God, did she die?
I don't think she's alive.
All my regrets. No.
Oh, they're double dicking a dead girl. Holy shit! Do they not know about Do they not know about hepatitis?
I don't think that's their first concern.
I mean, do they got like maggots tickling their dick in there?
Oh God. That's pretty gross.
That's where Phil draws a line, really, Phil? You link me this shit, and then you draw a line, and maggots tickling you down.
I'm just saying,
Ow.
I don't know how to feel right now.
How can you get off? I hope that's Photoshop, man, because there ain't no... You have to close your eyes and hope forever. And the smell, that's been rotted. That's... Ow.
Oh, my God. I'm going to puke on this one.
I hope that's a real doll, man. I hope that's a real doll and they fucking with us, because that's just nasty.
I'm going to puke on that one. That one's fucking bad. Don't click on that, Colton. That's for you, only.
I'm not.
Ooh, shit. Oh, yeah. Why is he licking that?
I know.
Nobody likes cottage cheese dick.
Like, I just felt
and that dude's just eating the... Ow!
Ugh.
Ow, you don't eat that.
I can't look away. It's just like, oh.
Not dick, sir.
Why?
I'm glad I joined this podcast this week.
Yeah, we're going pretty far this week.
Why did it have to be the one I came on?
I don't know. Yeah, it's just it's pretty bad.
Why?
I know it's a thing.
They're like 300-pound beast, but you know, it's no.
Hallelujah! It's raining.
You know that smell, dude? You can look at that body. Oh man, that's just no. Oh, that's just wrong. It's all kinds of wrong. You know, because you see, like, any type of thing to do with necrophilia movie stuff, like, the body's all pretty and makeup, and, you know, like, sometimes you'd be like, you know, you wonder, like, maybe I would grab that bitch's titty. It's a pretty good-looking titty. But you see shit like this.
No.
It's like, no, man.
Just no, sir.
Well, that's no longer in my history.
Yeah. You don't want mom and dad finding that one.
Oh, that dude spent too much time in the water.
That dude looks like something from Left 4
Dead. Yeah, Left 4 Dead, for real.
All right, Colton, don't click this next one either.
I'm not clicking any of these anymore. I'm done.
Actually, click the last one I posted, because there's nothing gross in that one. Yeah. I mean, it's gross, but there's nothing like, you know.
I'm not on
level. Dead fucking naked guy. Click that one. That looks like something from Left 4 Dead for Syria.
I'm done.
This one is dedicated to used.
Oh, I've seen that one now.
Yeah.
Have you seen this before? That's bad.
Because he goes to the same horrible places I go to.
Oh, man. I just don't get it. There's nothing there to even tickle your dick. You done clean it out.
Is it like getting a handy from a rib cage? I don't know.
How are you not going to poke a bone with your dick, man? That's like fucking a gutted fish. I mean, there ain't no titties. This is a rib cage open and you got your dick in it. Why would you do that?
It's like Surgeon Simulator 2013, you guys.
No, it's not.
You should click that one, man. You should see what I'm talking about.
No, don't send the kid down that path. Give him a couple years. We'll give him the full initiation.
Oh man, this.
Oh, this.
Some of these images, like no matter how many times you see them, they're still shocking.
Exactly.
Like,
you're just
like first time over. Sorry, I've seen that, but it's the first time all over again.
My God. My God.
I need something to cheer us up. I need happiness in my life once again.
I need to go watch like a Disney movie and have some ice cream.
Yo, it's still 2 hours before midnight. I'm gonna go buy some more beer because y'all done fucked me up. Thanks,
Phil. We can always just watch more Idolmaster.
You done ruined all my like possible fantasies of necrophilia with that shit, man.
Why are you having fantasies of sex?
No, I'm just saying I could. When they look like the corpses on TV, I can understand maybe where they're coming from. But now you just show me that shit. I'm like, if they fuck that, then no, no, nope, nope.
Whole bunch of nope.
Yep, that's nope.
That's a nope sandwich right there.
If that's the bodies you fucking, something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
So you're saying there's ones that are okay. Like, you know, oh,
I mean, there's ones where I can understand the possible attraction.
Yeah, as long as it's fresh.
Yeah, but these, no. You are fucked up.
Like, if Mila Kunis dropped dead in front of me, I'm probably going to go anal on her. Just saying.
No. I mean, I'm saying I can understand. I'm not saying I actually do it. I'm saying I can understand the attraction. Like, if I stepped outside,
I would do it to Mila Kunis. I understand
the attraction. But if this is what you actually fucking, something wrong with you.
I would do it.
And this is why you have kids.
I have kids, man. No. That's fucked up.
The weird thing is, I used to be more fucked up before I had kids.
Post another one.
I'm trying to find one, but there's just nothing that can top what I've already shown.
Dude, it's probably for the better.
It's like the fucking hyenas and fucking blanking.
Yeah. Zimbabwe, I'm in the meanwhile. Zimbabwe.
Oh.
Colton posted one. Oh, yeah. What is that? Who is that?
Her foot isn't. Look at the photoshopping of her foot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, horrible Photoshop. I'm trying to figure out who she is.
I don't know. I just find it hilarious.
I remember when Phil's screen name on Steam was Felina Gomez. Yes. He's always giving me like a softie because I'm like, Selena Gomez.
Oh, God.
Okay, what about... Okay, this one should be fine to look at.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Why would... The poor baby. That's probably a Duke baby. Down with the matriarchy. Down with the matriarchy.
Why would you do that?
It'll be like, my son turned out gay. I don't understand.
Oh, I'm going to post this.
Oh!
That's going in the animated section.
I've seen that one too, but oh.
Yeah, I've seen it in motion. I saw the still of that one before.
Yeah. Oh, but that's obviously a movie though.
It's yeah.
In makeup, but damn, that's in a movie.
She's too jiggly. Like I've been around a lot of dead bodies. She's too jiggly.
Who makes a movie like that?
The Germans.
Is that one movie? I forgot where that dude like does.
Horn of the Dead, where they rip his dick off and she sucks the stump.
This Photoshop. He did this Photoshop. That's horrible.
So Ev sent me this picture today. He's like, I found a picture of you on the internet. I'm just like, no.
No. No. You should share with him some of our pictures.
I'm not that cruel of a person.
Just copy them all, drop them on him.
Even through all the hair, you can see that nose.
What a fag.
Oh, wow.
Hella Kawhi.
It's my phase. Thanks for being Ninja President.
Yes, thank you for joining us.
Oh,
I bet you'll never join us again.
I actually will. I love you guys.
Ah, we love you too, buddy. Well, I love you.
It's nice to meet you. I'd do it.
I'd do it. 8 out of 10.
Oh, wow. All right, apparently this one's like real. And dude got fired for it. Like, that's all you got was fired.
What? Ow. I don't know what's more nasty, his gut with the little eggs.
I need a topic for us to get on now. What can I find on the internet?
I've got a topic. Having sex with dead people.
This is a bad topic.
Why?
There are so many things I don't even know where to start.
Alright, vaginas or assholes?
Okay. That's beside the point.
Depends on the size of the girl. If it's a big old girl that eats like fast food, McDonald's, and corn all the time,
we go
you don't want that ass. No, hell no.
You ain't. No, but think about all the folds for the vagina. You don't want to get in there. I don't want my dick. No,
I would rather get in there because you know the asshole will always be full. There's never cleaning that asshole. It's always going to be
true. Somewhere. They can't reach it.
I'm saying there's always stuff in the face, so there's never a time where there's nothing in the intestines. So you're going to get some shit on your dick. You know, but if it's a nice little, you know, smaller girl, you know, I go in that ass all day. And there's my logic behind assholes.
I like your thoughts.
I'm not going to put an opinion on this because reasons.
I'm about to get married.
You're presidential, sir. We expect better from you.
I want a seal of approval.
Oh, that's just wrong.
Ooh. I like you.
That's just not okay. No.
Hell yeah. Remember when I said Selena Gomez? Yeah.
Aw, I can't link to the bigger picture.
It's probably a good thing.
You talking about the one you sent earlier? Because I was trying to zoom in and see what was going on.
I really want to.
Man, that's what I'm saying, man. These supposedly real ones are disgusting, dude.
Oh, well, there's one here where you can definitely tell this chick was killed by asphyxiation. Like, she's dead, and her mouth is just filled with semen.
Oh, that is disgusting.
But there's, like, no way I could link to it.
Oh, man. Well, thank you, Internet. You saved me for
But I wanted to share.
I don't get that, dude. It's just...
Oh, wow.
Thank you, TV, for once again showing me that reality is much worse than what you get made a picture of.
Yes. Reality is pretty bad.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this one. That's just bad.
That one I haven't seen. Is that fake?
No, it's not fake, dude.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
I don't see how they could fake that one.
Yeah, there's I'm just staring
at my computer screen mystified about life right now.
That's just like
rethinking everything. Like,
you can see the tears down her face. It's so sad.
There's a lot like that, dude. They're just like...
Yeah, I just don't want them in my search history. Like, if I wanted to go full nasty.
Like, yeah, for some reason, like, the cartel and women just like, is like, yeah.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, dude. Now, that's the matriarchy that you should be against. Yeah. The patriarchy you should be against.
Seriously.
Don't worry about it. It's in a video game. You should be fighting that shit.
Go. Rainbow.
I can never sympathize with a necrophiliac, ever. I try to have empathy for all kinds of individuals, but now I don't think I can. Thanks, Phil.
Oh, well, I'm glad I could cure you of any problems you might have had with that. And on that note, let's end the show.
Oh my god, I need a detox. Someone's got to have some soap, right?
I'm going to go get fucked up.
Yeah, thanks, asshole. You know I had one beer left and you post all this shit. Eat you, Phil.
I start doing weed.
Oh,
man. I'm going to go smoke this memory away.
Hey.
Yo, have a good, lovely, comfortable night. Sleep tight.
Yeah. Hug your children.
Yeah. I don't know how I can sleep.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Hide me.
They're raping everybody on out here.
Yeah. Good night, everybody. Remember, we hustling, struggling forever.
I'm never going to teabag anybody after I kill them in a game again.
I probably will.
You know, this makes a whole new light that the most horrible thing thought we were going to talk about was the mom and son thing.
It really was, and then it just... And I took it there, too. I went there. Sometimes I'm ashamed of myself.
I thought we talked about how you didn't want to do that, and then you're saying you went there.
I did. I went there, I drove the car there, then I kept driving, I blew through the gate.
We Thelma and Louise, that hoe. We off the cliff.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's good Jesse and Charlie weren't here.
Oh my god.
Because my brother probably would drive over to my house and punch me. The fuck is wrong with you? I've told you about this kind of shit.
He don't like being linked on that shit?
No, he doesn't. When I first met him, dude, I sent him like probably like 50 links of some of the most horrible things I'd ever seen in my life. And he seriously like decked me the next time I saw him. Because he had never seen no shit like that. He was just like, how
all I would do when I see you, I'm just going to hug you and just pat you in the bang and say, there, there, it's all right.
It's okay.
We don't need any more tears.
Okay. Go check myself in at the mental hospital.
I can say, even though I've seen some of the things, I'm still not as numb as I was for the first time I read My Immortal.
Oh, God.
And if you guys don't know what My Immortal is, it is the worst Harry Potter fan fiction.
That was the only time I ever played Team Fortress. That was the greatest.
Oh, you played Team Fortress 2 when we were still reading it? Oh, my
God. That was great.
I'm about to Google that with my Evanescence filter off.
I will. Yes. If we would like to read, I can finish off me reading a piece.
Yes. Before we leave, please do.
All right. I'm only gonna read like chapter one because it's like 40 chapters long.
So. Yeah. Read chapter one.
Okay. Author's note: special fangs. Get it? Cause I'm gothic. To my girlfriend. You not in that way, Raven. Blooded Tears 666 for helping me with the story and spelling.
I love that they had help.
Rock. Justin, you're the love of my depressing life. You rock too. MCR rocks. Ha. My name is Ebony Darkness Dementia Raven White, and I have long ebony black hair.
No, read it normal. Read it normal. I want everybody to be able to understand it.
Okay. With purple streaks and red tips that reach my mid-back and icy blue eyes like limpid tears, and a lot of people tell me I look like Amy Lee. Author's note. If you don't know who she is, get the hell out of here. I'm not related to Gerard Way, but I wish I was because he's a major fucking hottie. I'm a vampire, but my teeth are straight and white. I have pale white skin. I'm also a witch, and I go to a magic school called Hogwarts in England, where I'm in the 7th year. I'm 17.
How did he do with that shit? A witch.
I'm a goth, in case you couldn't tell, and I wear mostly black. Really? I love Hot Topic, and I buy all my clothes from there. For example, I was wearing a black corset with matching lace around it and a black leather miniskirt, pink fishnets, and black combat boots. I was wearing black lipstick, white foundation, black eyeliner, and red eyeshadow. I was walking outside Hogwarts. It was snowing and raining, so there was no sun, which I was very happy about. A lot of preps stared at me. I put up my middle finger at them.
Hey, Ebony.
Shouted a voice. I looked up. It was Draco Malfoy. What's up, Draco? I asked.
Norton,
he said shyly. But then, I heard my friends call me and I had to go away. Author's note. Is it good? Please tell me, Fangs. And that's chapter one.
Wow.
I can do another one if you guys feel like it.
I think we should just, that should be your segment for now on when you guest. You're going to finish the story.
Yes, that would actually be a great segment.
I'm not surprised that she said Amy Lee, because as soon as I Googled My Immortal, the first thing came was fucking Evanescence. Yep.
Okay, then I have to read the next chapter. Then,
okay,
so
go ahead.
This will be it. Author's note. Thanks to Bloody Tears 666 for helping me with the chapter. By the way, preps, stop blaming my story, okay?
Jesus.
Fucking
the next
preps.
Day, I woke up in my bedroom. It was snowing and raining again. I opened the door of my coffin and drank some blood from a bottle I had. My coffin was a black ebony, and inside it was a hot pink velvet with black lace on the ends. I got out of my coffin and took off my giant MCR t-shirt, which I use for pajamas. Instead, I pulled on a black leather dress, a pentagram necklace, combat boots, and black fishnets on. I put on 4 pairs of earrings in my pierced ears and put my hair in a kind of messy bun. My friend Willow, author's note, Raven, this is you, woke up then and grinned at me. She flipped her long, waist-length raven black hair with pink streaks and opened her forest green eyes. She put on her Marilyn Manson t-shirt with a black mini, fishnets, and pointy high-heeled boots.
So much description of the goddamn clothes.
All from Hot Topic.
We put on our makeup, black lipstick, white foundation, and black eyeliner. OMFG. I saw you talking to Draco Malfoy yesterday, she said excitedly. Yeah? So? I said, blushing. Do you like Draco? She asked me as we went out of the Slytherin common room and into the Great Hall. No, I so fucking don't, I shouted. Yeah, right, she exclaimed. Just then, Draco walked up to me. Huh, he said. Hi, I replied flirtily.
Guess what?
He said. What? I asked.
Well, Good Charlotte are having a concert in Hogsmeade, he told me.
Oh my fucking god, I screamed. I love GC. They are my favorite band beside MCR. Well, do you want to go with me? He asked. I gasped. That's chapter two.
Oh my god.
Oh god. And with that,
I've read it times. I'm just numb to it, and I just appreciate it for what it is. But if I've read, like, when I first read it, I read like the first like 18 chapters one after the other, and you just feel numb. Like, yeah. You can't feel anything afterwards.
Is 90% of the book what the fuck this bitch is wearing?
Yes.
It is that, but like...
It gets so much better.
It gets so much better. Like, this is just introduction stuff.
Oh my god. I've never heard so much description. And by, I mean, you know, it's a teenage girl.
And by, no way.
And by, I mean, it gets so much better, as I mean, it just becomes the biggest train wreck you've ever seen in your life, and it's freaking hilarious.
Oh man, like, I'm gonna wait till you read it to me.
Okay, I won't spoil anything then.
Oh well, that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us, Colton, and we will be seeing you in the future.
Nice to have you, I think.
Oh, Latrell, sweet dreams.
Yeah, you know it. I don't know what you want me to dream more about.
Good thing that girls are necrophiliacs, right?
I'm gonna go wash my raven black hair. My raven black fingernails.
Black, number one.
Put on my raven black basketball shorts.
I'm going
shorts.
To listen to Typo Negative right now.
I'm just gonna cry tears of blood. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh god. Good night, everybody.
Good night. My baby, yes I'm going. Yes I'm going. My baby, yes I'm going.
Down the road I go. Down the road I go. Down the road I go.